Hey everyone, welcome to season two of We Just Met.
We're in season one, we literally just met.
It's now season two and we've officially met, made memories in and out of school, and we're so excited to continue the podcast this year now that we're besties. Enjoy the episode! All right. Hello everybody, welcome back to the podcast We Just Met. We're going to be talking about top three, kind of inspired from Check Us Out, Haley's other podcast, where they have like checklists. But I have this note in my notes app, which is called Top 10. And every time I think of something, like I have different categories, and then every time I think of something and I want to add it, I just go in and I add it. And so it's been like, you know, stocking up some random stuff. So we're going to talk about it today. But topics are going to be random. So this is kind of just going to be a little bit of a fun discussion. Who wants to start? Let's just get into it.
Kiara, you should go first because you've got the most options, I think.
Okay, no pressure. Okay, my first is top three albums of the year.
Oh, good one.
So at number three, just because it's a bit of an older album, still my fave, it's probably number one, always in my heart, album of the year, Harry Styles, Harry's House. That has okay. No skips. Have you guys listened to that? I don't know if you guys are a big Harry Styles fan like I am.
I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, that sucks. But that album, have you listened to that album ever?
Yeah.
No.
Not I've fully never. Through.
Haley!
I know, I'm sorry. I just like it.
Oh my
I don't
gosh.
Like his music that much. Like I really? Just can't get into it. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe if I had, not like a maybe if I had Justin Bieber on three, then you would have been like, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, I forgot that Haley was a big believer.
But anyway, that album, no skips, if you know, you know. Number two, One Thing at a Time, Morgan Wallen. It's really I know Antonio was gonna like this one. It's really new, and I've just been listening to like a few of the it's really new, and I've only listened to like a few of the songs. You know when it's like you have to get like all the songs kind of sound the same and you don't really know like any of them, because you're not familiar and you're like, okay. But once like I listened to it for a good like time through again, like just like literally laying in bed just listening to it, and it, like the songs are really hitting, like they're really fire. The other album is so good, so it's like I feel like I'm gonna get that same love for those songs as I did at the other one. What do you think?
Like you and I are both country fans.
Just recently though.
Are you a country fan? Like
no, I like it. Like I'm not like that person who's like, ew, no country.
Which is funny. I used to be like that. I used to be like that when I was younger. My older cousin, she's so cool. She was like, I love country, blah, blah. And I used to be like, ew, country. Cause like, it was like, you know, the thing.
Yeah, it was like a thing.
And I'm the biggest, like, you know, country girl there is out there.
Country girl.
Not biggest, but you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Morgan's album. Like, I even liked his last album, Dangerous, too. But this one, you're right. When it came out. I'm not somebody who like waits till 12 to like, you know, listen to the album, whatever.
I used to do that.
But when it came the day of that it was released, like I tried to listen to it, but I didn't get fully through it because it was just, I kind of clicked shuffle and then I got lost in which song I was at or whatever. So then, and now, he's a little bit more pop country, like in some of them, but
I feel like that's why I like it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your number three?
No, my number one. Like my number one album.
Oh,
right
so you're
now.
Saying Harry, then Morgan, then so 3-2.
Don't get it twisted. I only put Harry third because it's an older album and I've just been loving it forever. But yeah, Morgan's album just came out. That's like number two because it's like I love listening. I love getting new songs. I feel like it's like a gift. Mm-hmm. But number one right now, Endless Summer Vacation, Miley Cyrus. Whole thing is a vibe. I think it's only like 10 songs, but it's so cute. And then it has a demo of Flowers and like a sad version, which is what it really originally was. Like, it's just so good. And she's not like, do you guys know her album Bangers?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not the biggest Miley fan, so I don't know.
Well, like, they're like, Haley, like, you probably, I mean, it was this this album came out in her phase where she like shaved her head and like she had the short hair. Like she had the short hair. So it's like that phase. And I feel like this music is like Hannah Montana, like the movie.
Yeah.
But she's riding the horses. Like this is this type of music. Like I feel like you would really like it. So you should listen to it. So
me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Because it's like that. Kind of
actually your little description just made me be like, oh, maybe I'll listen to it.
Yeah, because it's back. Like if there's a few songs, like one song is it like about her mom. It literally made me cry. Like, and it's just back to like, because her voice is so like raspy, and like in her other bangers album, it was like she was singing about random stuff because that was like her phase in her life. But like now it's like she's back in like her not country, but like I don't know. You just gotta listen to it and you know the vibes. Like the songs are just so vibey.
I would not have thought those you were gonna say those three. Harry, I would have assumed.
Was expect the unexpected. Yeah. Only because they just came out and I'm like, I was listening to it in the car today. I was like, damn. Fire number one right now. Only right now. It'll probably change in the next few days.
Easy one, I feel like, is top three movies. So
okay.
Get to it.
Well, if I'm looking at my top 10 list, I have 8, but I'm going to go for my top 3. And I think I'm going to say, oh, this is so funny. Okay, number 3, I have Avatar, The Way of Water, the newest one.
I didn't
one.
Watch that one, but I love it.
Never seen.
First one's really
never
good,
never seen either.
Really? The first time I saw Avatar was like literally like 2 years ago in COVID. I was just watching it in my room one day and I was like, oh, interesting. Okay, Blue Man.
Blue Man, you don't even know his name.
And then the second one came out and I was like, I literally went with my parents. They had never seen the first one either, like at the time. I'm really into it. So number 2 is Twilight. I feel like I can always just go back and like watch Twilight. And it really is like one of those kind of moody things. Like, look, you can see all the Twilight books behind me. But great. I like that movie. And then my number 1 is The Longest Ride. I don't know if you've
Yes, I know.
Do I know that one?
No, it's so good. It's so good.
I'm searching it.
What?
I said I'm searching it. Do I know that one?
It's literally a country movie. It's
Yes.
It's Scott Eastwood and her name's Sophia in the movie. I don't remember her real name. She dated Dylan O'Brien, but it's a Nicholas Sparks.
Britt Robertson.
Yeah. But it's literally about like she's from the city and she wants to become like a museum like connoisseur or whatever, and he is literally a bull rider, and they end up meeting. She's in a sorority, like the sorority girls go to the rodeo, and she ends up meeting him there, whatever, and they change each other's lives and fall in love and whatever. It's so good, and I can watch that so many times. But yeah, I think movies are always changing for me, but I think those top those three, even though Avatar just kind of came out, but they're kind of consistent up there. I don't know if you guys have any favorite movies that really.
I feel like I feel like everyone has a favorite movie. I cannot pinpoint one, but then like good ones come and like, or I remember good ones and I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good one. But I don't think I have a specific favorite movie, which is really upsetting, to be honest.
I feel like mine changes. Like Hunger Games is literally
that's my
go-to. I will watch Hunger Games. Like I could quote that movie, like all 4 movies, like friggin' back and forth. Love them. I love them so much. So I would say like that's like one of my favorites. But like then I watch movies and I'm like, okay, that's That one's really good. And then what's another one that I really
Is like songs to me. Somebody's like, hey Tony, what's your favorite song? And I just go blank.
Yeah,
like,
I can't.
It's kind of, I like the movie Nerve. Like Nerve was my favorite movie for the like the longest time. I don't know why.
No, but you're right. The Hunger Games, Divergent, like
anything,
the Maze
like
Runner,
that.
Things like those. I'm like, oh my god, those are so good.
Yeah,
but dystopian.
Yeah.
But I've never actually even old there's movies that I used to watch all the time. Like I used to watch White Chicks all the time.
Really?
And like with my cousins, because
never me either.
What?
Yeah.
Where the Are you serious?
I think I was too young at the time it came out. Yeah, it's isn't it about serious. Those two black guys that like pretend to be white girls?
Yeah, and they
like,
take over to be the white girls. Yeah. White chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So it's like there's those like classic movies that I watch all the time. I love Marvel. I mean, I'm more probably a fan. I don't know all the ins and outs, but I feel like I'm fans of like give me a genre and I'll tell you a few of my favorite movies from the genre. Disney, The Little Mermaid, live by it. Or Beauty and the Beast.
honestly, the live action when they brought out Beauty and the Beast, or like, oh my god, I love Into the Woods, that movie. Like,
I didn't watch
this is
that.
Reminding me now. Okay, one of my favorite movies, Aladdin. The
really?
New Aladdin. Yeah. Oh,
the new so Aladdin.
With Will Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Will Smith. And
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's good.
Mine, I kind of did like a fun spin. It's not really a basic one, but whatever.
I've got more.
Ours were basic.
No, that's okay. I didn't mean to be like whatever. I just went, and mine's kind of weird.
I like that.
Top three members of your dream party guest list. So
what?
That's so deep. Like,
I literally could choose. I had a dream party, like a big party, and I could have anybody in the world there. Who are my top three? I put number three, Ryan Reynolds, because he's so funny. He's so cute. He's like my favorite actor. Yeah, gets the party going. Canadian, so knows how to party. Okay, and then I was thinking, okay, I need music. Like, I was originally like, okay, I need one, like, athlete. I need one musician and then one actor. But then I was like, no, because I feel like athletes are... and not that fun to hang out with. So,
meanwhile, we're in sport media.
Yeah, but like you think, like if I invite Austin Matthews to a party, yeah, I'd be really sick. Like so cool. I was like thinking Mitch Marner, but I was like he'd kind of be bland, like in comparison to Ryan Reynolds. Are you kidding? Okay, so then I put number two. I put Pitbull because.
Because he's Mr. Worldwide,
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh my gosh!
And we would be playing Hotel Room Service on repeat. Thank you. No, he'd be singing it. So
that's so funny.
Yeah,
so random.
And then number one of the best person literally to have at your party, Dylan O'Brien, because first of all, smoke show. Second of all, life of the party anywhere he goes. So
yeah, and he can dance.
I used to watch Teen dance. Wolf. I loved Dylan O'Brien. And he's so great in Maze Runner.
Maze Runner.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh,
weak in the knees. I go weak in
weak
the
knees.
I feel like there's too many
think of anybody I would. Yeah.
Like Harry Styles. Duh. Like everything is just Harry Styles. Like everything is just Harry Styles to my answers.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen would be a good time. Like he'd be a good drinking buddy. But see, it's like I have all singers. Top three current obsessions. Number three, Sephora. I have I was never a makeup girly. Like even before I had I don't have them anymore, but before I had lash extensions, was never a big makeup girly. Didn't really know how it worked, but loved how it looked if I got it done once in a blue moon. But I've been on Sephora like it's my lifeline. Like I love it. Even buying gifts for people, it's like it was my cousin's birthday, it's my friend's birthday, where do I go? Sephora. Like I don't care if they want it or not, I just want to go in there and buy some things and get some points. So been loving Sephora. And
I just made it to VIB status, so that's the highest
to get
status
to, I thought it was Rouge.
Oh no, I mean Rouge. I just made it to Rouge is the highest one, but I've been in VIB. I forgot. And
no,
she
I've
told me
been
that
VIB.
I was like,
you don't get that status long lasting. That's only like for the year, which is kind of sad.
I know.
It's like, how much money are you spending at Sephora?
Yeah. Whatever.
But I do not spend money at Sephora really ever, unless I'm getting like foundation or like concealer. But other than that, I do Ipsy, you guys. I have Ipsy.
No wonder you don't spend your money at Sephora, because it's gifted to you for a small price to pay every month.
Yeah. And I always like the products in it, so it always works.
This is not an ad. This is
no sponsored by.
No,
Ipsy.
But like this is just me like explaining why I don't go to Sephora.
Yeah, not sponsored, but should be.
Me.
Number two of my top three current obsessions, Love Island.
Love it. I just love
okay,
it.
Okay, can I say something though?
What?
This season has been so terrible. Have
really?
You have you watched this recent season? Because I know you were watching the old that you last.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't watch the last season with Ekin-Su and Davide, like when it was happening, but I've been watching it now. But I was watching religiously this season because it like had just came out, like it's happening right now. But
the final's tomorrow.
I know, but because of school and everything, like I've just been watching the TikTok post all the clips.
Me too.
Like full length, so I've been watching on there. But I feel like this sounds so lame because it's like I don't know these people and they don't know who I am. But it's like I feel like disconnected from the Islanders. Like I feel like I'm not like watching full like hour episodes.
Well, to be honest,
these little clips.
I was watching and then it just got too dramatic. I know it's supposed to be a drama
I
show,
love
but
the
like
drama.
Whatever. But like the couples that are in right now, except for like two, I'm like so I'm just annoyed at the
Who's
way it's been playing out.
Who do you want to win?
Kai and Sanam.
I won't
because I literally hate. Or Ron and Lana. Those are my top two.
Yeah.
But facts. I literally hate everybody else. Oh, can I spoil something?
Oh, I know who leaves. I was spoiled for me.
Yeah, that I just thought too. But like Will and Jesse just got sent home, which it would have been my third choice. I hate the other two couples, but Tom and Sammy and Shaq and Tanya.
You know what? The way that people are portrayed, like Sammy, I'm not gonna stay too long on this, but like the way that Sammy is portrayed and then Shaq and Tanya, please, like Tanya ruins everything. I just was watching,
I don't understand how they
clips.
Were voted. Like,
yeah, I was just watching the clips where like their families came in and Shaq's sister was giving her such a hard time. And I'm like, yes, girl, please, because I can't stand how she was acting. But anyway, Ron and Lana, I just love that. I just love it. It's just so
it's a fun show, cute. You know, they're doing All Stars.
Yes, I'm so excited. Haley,
I'll watch that one.
You need to get on it. You just need to watch.
She watched an episode with me once, and she did say it was okay.
It was interesting. It's just like those shows are all the same.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You literally
to me, like
watched
anything on an island. Yeah, I watched Perfect Match. I feel like very similar.
Too hot to handle.
Like, but
I feel like
or even
I feel like
Bachelor
we would,
in Paradise.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's the OG. I used to watch
that
all
the
time.
The OG.
Well, but I feel like you would never find something like Love Island is like just so Brit. Like, it's just so British. Or like, I guess they have the Australian one, but it's like you would never find something
one.
Like that here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, imagine I'm going to Love Island. Like, I'm going to Pizza to go find, like, are you kidding me? So, anyway, my number one, fashion. I've just been like, I don't have the money to go and like buy all of these amazing pieces and items. So I just like stalk all the people that do or get gifted. But like, just like shoes, I've been obsessed with shoes, like just like coming up with outfits. But it's like, I want to buy all of these things and I just don't. I just don't.
Yeah.
I just can't. I don't have the facilities. Like, I just can't.
Have you been watching? There's a show on Netflix. Next in
Next
fashion.
In fashion, yeah,
so that, good.
It's boosting my obsession, like I just love it.
That,
I love
building
it
off of that. That literally, like, my if I was like thinking on the spot right now, if my top threes were something, it would be Pinterest, spending money, and planning my outfits ahead of time,
and
like,
planning vacations. That when am
I literally
go
make
on?
My like a Canva with like pictures of the outfits I'm gonna wear, and then I like I'm gonna buy half of those things. Like, I'm not, but
yeah,
it's so fun to do that.
I love Pinterest.
I do it instead of school. Don't tell my parents. But
yeah.
Okay.
That's my top three obsessions.
Here's a funny one, not basic one. Top three pet peeves, which I have like so many I can think of. So I'm just gonna like literally say them all because I can't like.
Can
not...
I guess one of them?
Yeah.
Slow walkers.
That is a pet peeve of mine, but I didn't write that down, actually, now that I think about
it.
But that is a bad one.
I knew that.
Why? I hate when I'm like,
when
walking
we walk
at school,
down the street together,
like...
she marches.
She's a marcher.
Stop. No, okay.
She marches
so
for real.
I'm not doing these any like 1, 2, 3 or whatever. I'm just gonna say, so I work at a pool. So I see this all the time, but like
people drowning.
Yeah, that's a pet peeve, because then I have to jump in the water. No, but wrong, like they literally, some people with like long hair like us will put it over their head and not put their hair in it, or like guys, they do that, and I'm like, weird, like isn't the cap supposed to keep your hair in, like what? And then
There was another one about that too. I don't even remember. And then, okay, well, sitting too close on a sofa. If somebody sits beside me.
I was doing that today. I was doing that today.
You sit that close to people on the couch?
I was sitting next to Antonia today when we were doing our shoot.
Oh, no. No, I don't care about sitting like that. Too close to you. No, but I mean, like, if you're sitting on this, well, I didn't care about that, but I think if it was somebody like I didn't really want to sit, you know, with or whatever, and they come and like sit, if I'm sitting on like one cushion and then you come and sit in the crack between me and the other cushion, like, I don't know, it just is
get your ass
that's on me the, on the subway yeah. when get your people butt on like the other decide to sit right next to me on the subway. I'm like,
oh, that too. I'm
do
like,
you
okay.
mind, like, do you mind? Like, I don't care. I'm going all the way up to Vaughn. I don't care how old you are, what you look like, who you are. Do not sit next to me. I'm putting my bag there and it's not moving. And people, like six people have not gotten the hint. They literally try and sit on me.
Sit on my bag.
I can't.
It's funny because I know the seats, like seats are made for sitting, whatever. But like literally one time the subway wasn't even busy and I had my bag, like, you know, when it's like, it's held beside you, but it's like on the chair beside you, whatever.
Yeah.
And like,
where else are you going to put it?
Because I don't look like, you know, I'm like a normal girl, whatever. People are like, I'll go sit beside her, like, whatever. But I'm like, stop, don't. Okay, my next one is black socks. I absolutely despise black socks. Terrible. Why? I don't know. It's just a thing. And then on top of that, it's like when you wear like think Nike socks or something and you pull them all the way up. Like, those are supposed to be scrunched a little bit down your feet. Like, I hate that so much.
I love how your number one is black. Or I guess not number one. It's just a random. But I love how one of them is black socks. Like, yeah, that's so random. So
no,
but when you wear white ones, they get all dirty. Like, you could see that they're dirty.
No, I wear, like, only white socks. Like, I hate my black socks. And if I have to wear my black socks, I'm like, oh, I'm grabbing it. Like,
ugh. Really?
Yeah, I hate black socks. Anyways. Next is hoodie strings. I'd like hoodie strings, but Kiana, I literally pulled yours today because it was like went stuck in the inside, you know, like when it's stuck like that. And so I had to make sure that it was out because it bothers me. Next is when
this is not in our top three anymore. It's just
Antonia complaining. I was gonna say,
let me rant. This is just okay when you are driving and one of those speedometers that are like telling you your speed. Is literally, it's like flashing, like, you know, the little white light is flashing or whatever, but you're literally going under the speed limit. Like, if you're in a 40 and you're going like 39 and it's like, I'm like, stop, you can just tell me that I'm going 39 and you don't have to do the little flash thing. Ugh.
Oh my
and
god, then
it gets your heart racing.
My last one is pasta lips.
Pasta what?
You know, like, you're like you look over at the kid beside you and they're orange. Like, oh.
I thought you meant like the way that they, like, if you eat slurp and spaghetti, you're like, shh. Like, you don't like that. Like, you don't like that face.
Just like wipe your lip.
My number one.
Yeah, but you can even get it. Like, they're pasta lips. So it just is almost like it happens no matter what.
It doesn't happen to me. I don't know.
You know that I would like. I would never have to use a napkin. Like, it came to the point where my like whoever was setting the table, my family would just like not give me a napkin because I would never use it because I would never need it because I would just eat like clean.
Yeah, I'm not.
Now I do because I'm just like, let me just clean it up. But I never would. But my top two pet peeves for like my entire life have always been like loud chewing and touching my hair when it's curly. I mean, now it's like, okay, don't touch it if I did it nice, but like when it was curly, people used to like mess with it, and then it's like, okay, well, now you're ruining the curls and you're making it frizzy, girlfriend. But loud chewing has always been my number one. It's like, I don't want to hear in my ear.
Yeah,
like, loud, sorry,
chewing and messy
eaters,
it just like goes together.
Yeah,
but, like, yeah,
or like eat, like talking with your mouth full, like, bleh, I don't know. Haley, do you have anything to add to that?
Pet peeves.
Anything?
No, I'm I hate slow walkers. Like, I think that's my number one pet peeve. Yeah, like, literally.
Drivers. Slow walkers, no, slow drivers, like, slow eaters. I was actually a slow eater.
No, I literally devour
slow
my
talkers.
Food. Like, slow talk.
Slow everything. Don't be slow.
Don't be slow.
Be fast.
Lesson for today, be fast.
So
I think I'm too riled up talking about those pet peeves that we need to kind of call it now.
Yeah, we're gonna call it a day. Antonia needs to go write more pet peeves on her
phone. She needs to take a bubble bath and calm herself down.
Yeah, I need my Sunday reset. It's Sunday after all.
Yeah.
And check guys,
us out on at We Just Met Podcast on Instagram. Thanks for listening.
Thanks,
bye.
Guys.
Bye.